Lee with KQNK. Today is Thursday, January 5th. Currently with fair skies, it is 23 degrees. The humidity is 68%. The wind speed is northwest at 12 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.19. The dew point is 14 degrees, and the current wind chill is 11 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. Boil water advisories have been lifted for two south central Kansas communities.
Residents in both Garden Plain and Norwich were told to boil any water used for consumption on Wednesday. The separate orders issued because of an underground water line break that led to low water pressure in the entire system in Norwich. The Garden Plain problem was blamed on equipment failure. Both orders have since been rescinded. I'm Jared Cirillo.
The Topeka Landmarks Commission is beginning a process this month to survey the city's historical African American places. The project will focus on documenting buildings, districts, sites, and structures that are significant to the development and history of African American life and culture in Topeka. The goal is to identify and designate at least two locations to be placed on the National Register of Historic Places. A public meeting to gather input will happen on Wednesday, January 11th, and that will be at 5:30 p.m. at the Topeka and Shawnee County Library. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Is your life affected by someone else's gambling? If your answer is yes or you have more questions, Gammonon is there for you. Gammonon helps family members, friends, and those affected by a compulsive gambler find answers and strategies for dealing with the finances, debts, and strained relationships caused by gambling. Visit gam-anon.org for the national meeting list. Come to a meeting whether or not the gambler in your life seeks help or even recognizes that there is a gambling problem. For more information, go to gam-anon.org.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Governor Kelly announced that the Kansas Department of Health and Environment will receive nearly $3 million from the U.S. Department of Justice to better identify and support children exposed to drugs, increase public safety, and reduce overdose death. The efforts are part of the Kansas Department of Health and Environment's All Hands on Deck, or Drug Endangered Children in Kansas project. Governor Kelly said it's critical that they make resources and help available to stop the impact of drug addiction on Kansas's children. And this funding will be instrumental in curbing the generational impact drugs have on Kansas families. In Kansas, an estimated 140,860 children live in environments where their parent or caregiver has a substance use disorder, and an estimated 5,155 Kansas infants are born exposed to substances every year. Drug-endangered children are more likely to develop chronic diseases like diabetes, heart disease, and obesity, and they are also more likely to develop substance use disorder, financial difficulties, and employment challenges. Joan Duvive, the MD, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment State Health Officer, said this important all-hands-on-deck funding is an investment in Kansas children and a lifeline for family members with substance use disorder. She added that the project will work with populations of focus who are disproportionately impacted by substance use disorder and drug overdose. It divides the state into six regions to ensure geographic equity between rural, frontier, and urban areas of the state, and will also engage Kansas tribes. For more information, you can visit PreventOverdoseKS.org. On Tuesday, January 3rd, the Kansas Highway Patrol shared statistics from its activity over the New Year's weekend that began at 6 p.m. on December 30th and continued through Monday, January 2nd. In that time span, the Kansas Highway Patrol reported a jump in citations compared to last year. Crash statistics were slightly up from the previous 2 years, and five people reportedly died in four crashes on Kansas highways over a busy New Year's weekend. Though none of the deadly crashes were DUI related, however, the Kansas Highway Patrol did make 22 DUI arrests, a number that doubled the total for the same time span last year. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported 567 speeding tickets over the New Year's weekend, a total up from last year's 490, but significantly below 2 years ago at 733. And the Kansas Highway Patrol reported 47 seatbelt citations for adult drivers over the weekend, up from 30 last year. With moderate weather for late December into early January, the Kansas Highway Patrol reported 517 motorist assists over the New Year's weekend, which was down from 648 last year and 906 2 years ago. The Low Income Energy Assistance Program, or LEAP, implemented in the state by the Kansas Department for Children and Families, allows peace of mind and financial assistance to families struggling to pay their heating bills during the cold winter months. Department for Children and Families Secretary Laura Howard said LEAP has helped Kansas communities stay warm for many years, and it's an important and valued support program provided to families during cold Kansas winters. To receive assistance, applicants can apply on the DCF website at dcf.ks.gov and click on Apply for Services or Apply in Person and be eligible according to the qualifications. The applications became available January 3, 2023 and must be received by 5 p.m. on March 31st. To qualify, households must have an adult at the address that is responsible for the heating costs of the home, and applicants must be able to prove a recent history of payments on the energy bill within the past 3 months, along with being at or below 150% of the federal poverty level. The one-time assistance payment is determined by household income, the number of people living at the address, the type of dwelling, and the type of heating fuel. Funding for LEAP is provided by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Office of Community Service through the Federal Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program. In Nebraska news, the city of McCook is urging the public to use caution when at Barnett Park due to avian influenza and a large number of geese at the park. According to a recent press release from the Nebraska Game and Parks, birds affected with avian influenza have been reported across the state in recent weeks, with waterfowl such as geese and swans testing positive in several cases. Although the risk of infection is low, the public should avoid contact with sick or dead birds and report them to their local Game and Parks office. And Kyle Pothoff, the City of McCook Public Works Director, stated that as this is a statewide concern, McCook and the surrounding area is included in the impact area. For more information, you can visit the Nebraska Game and Parks page at outdoornebraska.gov/AI. According to the Nebraska Department of Correctional Services, Nebraska inmate Keith Duckett, who escaped from custody last month, was arrested on Tuesday in Council Bluffs, Iowa, after more than 2 weeks on the run. And he disappeared from the Community Corrections Center, Lincoln, on December 16th when he failed to return from work. Duckett was sentenced in Douglas County for third-degree domestic assault, theft, and possession of a deadly weapon by a prohibited person, and he began his sentence of 4 to 10 years in April of 2021. He was scheduled for a parole hearing next month. The facility in Lincoln is the least restrictive type in the Nebraska prison system, where inmates can go to work, school, and religious services without supervision. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Now we'll hear from Fig Millen and Norton's girls basketball coach, Cherry Brooks, to update on the team and their game tomorrow in Stockton.
I'm here with head girls basketball coach, Cherry Brooks. Cherry, just before your Christmas break, you were able to play the Lady Bronx of Russell. A nice win for you, 58-15 on there. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your first half there?
Well, the girls came out with a lot of confidence, and they were able to get some turnovers and convert, which always makes the gym and the game more lively. And so I think they really thrived off of that success and kept their confidence up a lot more than they have when we were out at Goodland. So that was a fun game for them.
And in the second half, you were able to clear your bench and get some reserves in there, and that's probably a good thing for your reserves and your whole team.
Yeah, it's always nice to give everybody the opportunity to get some playing time. And so, and then they had had success with the JV before, and some of those girls had played in the JV game as well, but not a whole lot. So it was nice to give everybody the opportunity to get to play.
Back to the varsity game now. Do you know who your leading scorer was and rebounder?
Yeah, Kara Cox had 16 points for us, and Janessa was close behind with 14. Kara had a really good shooting night and shot 63% from the field, which is very nice, very good. Rebounding-wise, we had several that contributed there. I know Janessa and Peyton had several rebounds, and then Kara had a pretty good defensive game that night, and she had six steals, so that's always exciting to see there. I know Hallie and Avery contributed as well on those steals, and I'm pretty sure Janessa had several as well. So it was fun to watch them get in the passing lanes and get those plays, because this summer that's really what we did quite a bit, and I told them that that's the type of basketball that we can really thrive off of is getting steals and transitioning, so, and using their speed that they have.
We did mention the junior varsity. They did win 49-8, and of course, a pretty good dominant game for the Lady Jays.
Yeah, it was very good for them to have that game before Christmas, especially because they hadn't played since we played Hoxie, and Hoxie was kind of a rough eye-opener for some of those freshmen especially. So they came out with a lot more confidence and have improved a lot since Hoxie. And then they turned right around the next day and had a tournament after we played Russell.
Yeah, that tournament was at Waukini, and your squad goes 1-1, and that is the junior varsity. You were defeated by Quinter, but then turned around and beat Goodland.
Yeah, Quinter is always a fairly sound team, and they kind of have an extra leg on us, I guess, because several of their girls were sophomores and juniors, but they don't have quite the numbers that we do, but we didn't bring all of our JV girls, but the ones that were there got plenty of playing time. But yeah, we lost to Quinter, but then they turned around and they played pretty good and came out on top against Goodland, and made some corrections from that first game against Quinter.
You were off for the school year, but then you've had some practice. How does your holiday practices go?
For the most part, we had fairly good attendance. We had a couple that were on vacation and a couple sick here and there, but for the most part, we always had good effort. We were here at 8 o'clock in the morning over the break when we were allowed to practice, and they came ready, and sometimes girls can come in real lethargic and not have good effort, but I really thought that they did. We put in a few new things, and they've been catching on to those, so that's been nice as well to add stuff to our plate.
And, of course, those practices were going to come in handy because as of Tuesday of this week, you were scheduled to play Cambridge here at Stoll Gymnasium, but that game was postponed.
Yeah, we were kind of looking forward to a home game again. It's always nice to play at home, and we haven't played Cambridge at home for a couple of years because of the contract that we had with them, so and then COVID and all that stuff. So it would have been a good game for us to have, especially before the league tournament seedings come out. I feel like it's definitely a game that we could have competed and hopefully came out with a win if all things go right. They're a physical team for sure. Nebraska is always a little bit different than Kansas typically with the roughness of the game. But I feel like we have a little bit more depth and a little bit better shooting from what I've seen on film. But, maybe I just got two bad game films. Who knows?
Well, as of today, news is that game is to be rescheduled and played on February 9th, and, of course, it will be here at Stoll Gymnasium. So hopefully you'll be able to gain a victory on that date. Now, you are playing on Friday this week, and you travel to Stockton and play the Lady Tigers. And what do you know about Stockton?
So Stockton, they only have 9 players. They have the same coach that they've had for the last couple years, and she's very competitive and pushes those girls. They have 3 sophomores that are pretty athletic and help their team quite a bit. But they also have a tendency to kind of get rattled if you can get them frustrated with them being younger and stuff like that. But they, I've watched some, I have like three game films on them, and they've played anywhere from a 1-3-1 to a 2-3 to full court man. So they kind of have mixed it up quite a bit. So they do have some height and they do have speed. I definitely feel like we have a little bit more depth in them, which will be beneficial. But it'll be a challenging game, just like every game is, I guess.
That game also, due to their numbers, only be varsity only, and that is scheduled approximately around 4:30, around 6 o'clock. I'm sorry about that. And so, unfortunately, it's only going to be varsity boys and girls at Stockton. Now, come Tuesday of the following week, you have Oakley on the schedule, and that also will be there at Oakley. What do you know about Oakley?
Well, Oakley is, their overall record is 1-5, I guess, from what I'm looking at. But I know that they've had several close games. And one of the biggest close games that they played was against Smith Center, which Smith Center is a quality team. And but I know that they had some girls get into foul trouble, so that was beneficial on Oakley's part. They have several guards that are competitive and athletic. I don't really feel like they have a whole lot of height, but underneath from what they've kind of had in the past, but they, I know the Johnson girl is awesome, you know, a pretty good player, but I know when I was watching, they have a freshman, the Beckman girl, that came in and did pretty good for them as well. She was a hustler. She was on the top of their 2-3 or their 1-3-1 that they played, and she was picking the girls' pockets and going in for layups sometimes on transition. So
now, like we mentioned, Oakley on Tuesday, that they have good numbers over there, so you'll be able to get a varsity, junior varsity, and possibly a two quarters of C.
Yeah, they have pretty good numbers, so I'm hoping, I haven't heard for sure yet, but I'm hoping that we can get a couple quarters of C and then JV as well, a full JV and then varsity game.
Well, Coach, that looks like you're going to have a pretty hefty schedule coming the next week, or this week and next, so we're going to wish you the best of luck on Friday when you travel to Stockton, and then on Tuesday you will travel to Oakley to play the Lady Plainsmen. Reporting for KQ&K, I'm Fig Miller.
Thank you, Fig, and Coach Brooks, and good luck to the Lady Jays tomorrow evening in Stockton and on Tuesday in Oakley. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll have Ike Burger, homemade bun, sweet potato french fries, dill spear, pears, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be chicken fajitas, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be lasagna, bread, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today should be sunny with a high near 38 and a west wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be mostly clear with a low around 14 and a calm wind becoming southwest around 5 miles per hour. On Friday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 39 with a light and variable wind becoming east 5 to 10 miles per hour in the morning. And on Friday night, should be mostly cloudy with a low around 17. I'll be back in just a moment with the rest of your forecast.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast for Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 33. On Sunday, it should be sunny with a high near 42. On Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 46. On Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 46. And on Wednesday, there's a 20% chance of showers, otherwise partly sunny, with a high near 42. Currently, with fair skies, it is 23 degrees. The humidity is 68%. The wind speed is northwest at 12 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.19. The dew point is 14 degrees. And the current wind chill is 11 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 824.
Did you know that when you talk, read, or sing with your child, you're helping to shape their brain? Every parent has the power to create a strong start for our children from the day they are born. Visit TalkingIsTeaching.org for free tips and ideas on how to transform everyday moments into magical moments for learning.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Castor. Kansas State's 116-point performance against Texas is going to be talked about for Wildcat fans for quite some time. The biggest performer of that was Marquise Noel's 36.9 assist night, and Tim Fitzgerald of GoPowerCat.com joined WIBW Radio in Topeka. He discussed Marquise Noel's night and how well he thinks he's responded to coaching under Jerome Tang and how great his performance was against Texas.
Jerome Tang, I've already seen him two out. Marquise Noel more than Bruce Weber did. And, you know, sometimes tough love is the best love. And Noel is just thriving. What we saw against Texas, that was as good a performance as you're going to see from a basketball player ever at the college level. 36 points, 9 assists. You know, ironically, it broke his double-double streak. But, boy, we'll take it if you're a K-State fan. I mean, what he and Johnson did in tandem was in full.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Castor.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit. And make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. Right now, let's go ahead and get a check of the weather.
Good morning. The low-pressure system that's been responsible for cloud cover and gusty northwest winds will finally move from the northern plains a little bit further east, and that's going to give us a break with temperatures warming up somewhat tomorrow. Another cold front with a system coming in from the west will arrive here Friday night into Saturday. It could bring us some light precipitation across parts of eastern and northeastern Kansas in the form of freezing drizzle or flurries that will quickly move on out. Any precipitation expected to be light, colder this weekend with a warm-up early next week. For northwestern Kansas, mostly sunny today with a high temperature near 40, tonight's low 15. In north-central Kansas, sunny and a bit breezy today with a high temperature in the mid-40s. And in northeastern Kansas, sunny and breezy with a high in the low 40s. Mostly sunny across southwestern Kansas, our high temperature near 50 today, our low in the mid-20s. Sunny and near 50, windy across south-central Kansas. And in southeastern Kansas, sunny with a high in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you very much for that weather update. Feeder cattle found support from significant pressure on corn prices. Live cattle posted gains as no cash activity took place, increasing the odds of higher cash this week. Hogs were under further pressure as cash is not performing as well. Over to the grains, March corn is trading up 2 cents early Thursday. The first pause in selling it took a prices down 24¾ cents in the first 2 days of 2023. March soybeans are trading up 1 cent earlier today, a small breather after dropping 40½ cents in the first 2 days.